Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson as it's been read, and I have a test for you. You didn't know you had to study for a test. This lesson for Transfiguration has a great similarity with the gospel reading just a few weeks ago at the baptism of our Lord, the first Sunday after the Epiphany, with one addition. Listen to him. Listen to him, the Father said. Everybody's trying to get your attention. So many people want you to pay attention to them these days. Everybody wants you to listen to them. Most of the time, it's for selfish reasons. Politicians want your vote. They want you to listen to them. Salesmen want your business. They want your money. They want you to listen to them. And so we have to be careful. We must be discerning. We have to listen with a skeptical ear and try to read between the lines for a lot of stuff that we hear these days. Because you see, some politicians and some salesmen have been known to lie with straight faces. Even the media, those who sit today in Walter Cronkite's chair, sometimes broadcast fake news. But if you're worried about earthly things, boy, you've got a lot more to worry about, because it's the devil that is the father of lies. The greatest lies are told by the devil. In the beginning, Adam and Eve, oh, don't worry. Did God really say, don't eat of that fruit? You'll be fine. And to us, the devil comes to us and he says, doesn't God want you to be happy? Then do whatever makes you happy. And it's about 30 years ago, Bobby McFarlane, don't worry, be happy. Remember that song? Yeah, that's the devil a lot of the times. If it feels good, do it. Listen to me, the devil says. Listen to me, the world says. Listen to me, our own sinful flesh says to us. And our ears become so full of the sinful cacophony of noise around us, we have a hard time of hearing our loving Savior. Peter could hear, but he never listened much. So often Peter heard Jesus, but it seemed like the words went in one ear and out the other. Jesus, time after time, had explained to Peter and the others that he would die and rise again, even on this Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus spoke with Moses and Elijah about what he would accomplish in Jerusalem just about a year later. But instead of listening and understanding this great plan of salvation, what did Peter want? Oh, let's put up three tents. That's what he got out of it. Hearing is not the same as listening. He wanted three tents so that Jesus and the Old Testament leaders could just stay. Nothing would have to change. It'd be perfect that way. Are you better than Peter? Are you any better than Peter in that regard? How many times, even this week, have you said or thought or done things that are contrary to Jesus' teaching, contrary to the will of God? Indeed, even on our best days, we are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. And all of our righteous acts are little more than filthy rags. Our ears are filled with worldly wax when it comes to listening to Jesus, and our hearts and minds are deaf to the voice of his will. Jesus' words accomplish what they say. They're a bit different, aren't they? The good news is that even when we aren't listening to Jesus as we should, his words, unlike ours, are powerful and effective. Just as God spoke the universe into existence, let there be, and from nothing, test your Latin, ex nihilo, from nothing the universe was created at the word of God. Just in the same way in his ministry, what did Jesus say on that one occasion? Quiet, be still. And all of a sudden the sea was calm and the winds died down. In his ministry, Jesus said, arise, take up your mat and walk. And the crippled man was healed and whole. Jesus said, Ephphatha. And the deaf could hear. Jesus said, receive your sight. And the blind could see. Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. And he was returned to his sisters. So today, it is also for us, to the lonely old and the lonely young, Jesus says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. To those facing great difficulties, carrying great burdens, listen to Jesus when he says, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. To those who are near death, Jesus says, trust in me, trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And to the little children of this day, listen to Jesus when he says, let the little children come to me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. The kingdom belongs to such as these. And he took them up in his arms and blessed them. God the Father, through his word, calls to us from heaven. And he tells us, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And we hear the word through the scripture directed to us here tonight when the Father says, listen to him. And as we listen, we hear the reason for all the words that Jesus has spoken so very powerfully to us. And as we listen, we know the source of all of our blessing. When Jesus tells us, greater love has no man than this, then he lays down his life for his friends. And you are my friends. Jesus' death on the cross paid for all of the times in our sinful disobedience we failed to listen to him. Jesus' resurrection on Easter allows us to hear and to take to heart the promises of our resurrection. In this world, a lot of people are trying to get your attention. A lot of people want you to listen to them. But for that peace that passes understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, we listen to him. Amen.